We move to quarter number four, the final 12 minutes of regulation. So far, Central Catholic in the lead. That's not a surprise, but just a 14-0 margin in favor of the Vikings as the Spartans really battling. And with Hempfield here having a first and five scenario, ball at the 32-yard line in Vikings territory, a chance to get right back in this game.
Yeah, the Spartans have done very well throwing the ball today, Sean. Running the ball has been quite difficult with that larger defensive line of the Vikings.
Romele gets a shotgun snap, looks to the near side, now throws it down the near sideline looking for Sisolo, but he was tightly covered by the safety Gavin Thompson as the ball falls incomplete into the end zone, bringing up second down.
Yeah, nice coverage by Gavin Thompson. I would like to see that same route to Zach Sisolo from the near hash down the near sidelines. More of a back shoulder throw, give his receiver time to adjust to the ball.
It was Thorpe that Sisolo was taking advantage of before, as three receivers to the far side of the field. Sidecar to the left of Romele in the form of Roby. Good to see him back in the contest. Shotgun snap. Inside handoff to Roby, and he gets near the 30, maybe to the 31-yard line. Short pickup. I'll call it a yard gain before he's brought down. And now a third and four facing Hempfield area.
Third and four for the Spartans.
Luke Harris, one of the players in on the tackle, the linebacker.
Wide side of the field will be to the left. Romele's a right-handed throwing quarterback. Is he going to roll to the left? Maybe try to roll away from that extreme pressure of the Vikings?
This has to be four down territory.
Oh, absolutely.
Three to the far side. Romele looks that way. Pass is complete. Now it's on the turf, and they call that one an incomplete
pass. There's a flag on the play.
That one came in the offensive backfield. Illegal man downfield, illegal participation against the Spartans. And because the pass was incomplete, Roger, you have to wonder if maybe Central Catholic would consider declining this one, or would they rather back up Hempfield area?
I think they're going to decline it, make it fourth down. I'm sure the Spartans will go for it at this point in time in the game.
Well, that play certainly did not turn out like Coach Bowen had hoped. Penalty is indeed declined. Fourth and five, ball at the 32-yard line for the Spartans. And for them to have a chance in this fourth quarter, they probably need to get points here on this drive. Certainly you'd like to see that if you are a Spartan supporter.
Okay, we have Sisolo and Thompson matched up here to the near side.
Perkins, the sidecar to the left of the quarterback, Romele. He takes a snap, bobbles it, now controls it, throws, and the pass is caught by Sisolo. He high points the football, stretches forward to get inside the 25-yard line. What a catch. I believe he was going against Thompson.
He was.
And Sisolo just won the jump ball, and this is really a coming out party here for the receiver.
Yeah, real nice job by Zach Sisolo. Gavin Thompson listed at 6 foot tall. Zach Sisolo listed as 6 foot two.
Sisolo led the team with 8 receptions, 92 yards, and 2 touchdowns entering play, but I would not be surprised if he's close to 92 yards already here tonight. Ball to 23-yard line. Quick pass to the far side. Now it's off the hands of Sisolo, although he did have a player bearing down on him. Incomplete brings up 2nd and 10.
Yeah, took his eye off the ball just a split second. Pretty easy to do that with Sunseri eyeing him up from that outside linebacker position. I've noted Kairos Thorpe is on the sidelines and has been on the sidelines for the Vikings ever since they took him out of the game when Sisolo had those successful 2 catches in a row against him.
It might not be a Thorpe problem. It might just be how good Sisolo is.
Yes.
But nonetheless, Coach Totten's not going to stand for that. Pistol formation. Nelson moves in motion from the near side to the far. Handoff goes to Parkins. Parkins takes it to the left side, but not able to turn it up. And again, that was Sinceri in there. You know, we talk so much about Mario Perkins and the great season he's having for a sophomore, but when you're going against some of these massive defensive players, it is not easy to grind out yards.
No, it is not, and I worry about, because Mario Perkins is not a large human being, Nathan Roby is not a large human being, and this is a 10-game schedule. Once again, how are their body going to hold up as we get to games 8, 9, and 10?
Third down and 9 now for Hempfield area. Romele under pressure, fires a pass, it's complete to Perkins, and now he's in the open field inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line as he was running at the near side numbers. Perkins, the safety valve receiver, moves the sticks. First and goal upcoming for Hempfield area.
Nice job by Blake Grimaley, scrambling around, keeping his eyes downfield. Spotted Perkins in the flat. Put the ball right in there. Nice move by Perkins. First and goal from the 5 for the Spartans.
Perkins gets the handoff, goes up the middle, gets a positive gain down to about the 2-yard line. Called that a pickup of 3 for Perkins.
If they run that same play again, Sean, Blake Romaley booted out to the left without the ball, and nobody paid any attention to him.
I'm sure Coach Bowen noted that, but likely Terry Totten did as well on the other sideline. Second and goal. Ball down at the 2-yard line. Pistol formation here for Hempfield area. Romaley gives it to Perkins. He goes up the middle, doesn't get the end zone, gets maybe a short gain, but he stopped around the 2 again.
Yeah, tough sledding through the middle of that line. And with the pursuit of the Viking defense, it's tough to get wide as well. Going to be a timeout on the field, Hempfield area.
We'll keep it right here. Roger, knowing that there's a 6'3", 310-pound nose guard in Richard Tillman and a pair of D tackles in the Allen twins that are about 240, 250 pounds, do you want to try running it straight up the middle, especially out of a pistol formation?
I don't think you can, because by the time the snap reaches the quarterback and he hands it off to the tailback or the only back in this situation, too much time, too much distance go by with that strength and speed and quickness, the defensive line of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. It's, in my humble opinion, it's a recipe for disaster.
So third and 2. Again, this is all likelihood 4-down territory. Now, the Spartans could consider a field goal to get points on the board, but they would still be down by 11 at that point.
I think no matter what you do, you go for it here. See what happens on this play, third down, and you go for it on fourth down.
Pellis, the receiver, split wide to the near side. A pair of receivers in Ross and Nelson on the far side, but they're in close to the formation. Romaley takes it. He rolls to his left. He's hitting the backfield. Stays on his feet. Now rolls to the right. Fires a pass. It's complete to Perkins. Into the end zone. What a play by Blake Romaley, avoiding a couple of tacklers. And he hooks up with his running back for a 2-yard score.
Very nice job by Blake Romaley. Shook free of one of the defensive linemen. Kept his eyes downfield. Rolled to his right. Found Mario Perkins all alone. Excuse me. In the flat. And Mario took it the final 2 yards into the end zone. Hempfield area is on the scoreboard.
How did Romaley get out of the grasp of a couple of players there in the backfield? He looked like he was dead to rights.
Luke Sternick into kick.
Sternick's kick is up. That kick is good. It's a big one. It makes it a 7-point game. As with 8:44 remaining, it's now Central Catholic 14, Hempfield area 7. We'll be back for more fourth quarter action right here on the Westmoreland Sports Network.